Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a joy for me to give you greetings today from the faculty, staff, and students of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Let me ask you a question. Do you know why we call our clergy pastors? The actual meaning of that Latin word is shepherd. Dr. Martin Luther says, Jesus alone is the good shepherd. Even so, he designates all those who exercise the office of the ministry among Christians by that name also. Jesus, of course, is the great, glorious, and eternal shepherd, risen shepherd. Yet, he entrusts shepherding to faithful men, just as he did his apostles. God uses sinful but redeemed men like Pastor Lietzau and myself and others like that, including 41 men we just sent out into the ministry this spring. So as we celebrate Holy Trinity today and enter the second half of the church, it's very appropriate not only to focus on the nature of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but also to talk about the ministry. Because the triune God uses the ministry to bless his church and to fill the church with the full knowledge of God. This is why Jesus said in our gospel, I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And then he finishes it by saying, I and the Father are one. So when the Father sent his Son, conceived by the Holy Spirit in Mary's womb, and Jesus begins his ministry on earth, God is initiating a much more intimate relationship with his people than he ever had before in the Old Testament. Because what did we see in the Old Testament? What did the people of God see? They saw a pillar of cloud by day, or a pillar of fire by night. Moses saw God as a burning bush. And we hear of the angel of the Lord. But now, the God of all heaven and earth is tangible in human flesh. So in Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity dwells in the same body with his people. Now, this is why Jesus can truly say, I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. In another passage of Scripture, Jesus talks about the parable of the lost sheep. And in that story, Jesus describes a shepherd that will leave the 99 to go find the one that went astray. A shepherd knows that, don't they? A shepherd knows that if a lamb is by itself, there's real danger. It could be stolen, it could be lost, or it could be cast. And the devil is like a wolf who would love to steal the sheep, attack the sheep, and eat them. St. Peter even describes the devil as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And the psalmist says, we are the sheep of his pasture. But sadly, sheep are not all that smart. And sheep tend to wander. They're not courageous, offensive, independent animals like lions or tigers. Instead, they're dependent animals, needing to be cherished and needing to be watched together. But alone, sheep are vulnerable. They can even be cast. Now, maybe that's a phrase you hadn't heard before, but cast sheep are those who cannot get up off their back. And if sheep are unusually heavy or very pregnant, they can lose their ability to walk and might stumble on a hill. And if they are stuck on the hill on their back, not able to roll back on their feet, the gases in their own body can crush them and crush their blood vessels, literally constricting blood circulation and killing them. Sheep face real dangers. But do any of these sheep tendencies describe us as people? Absolutely. I hope you were thinking about that as I was mentioning this. When are you most vulnerable to temptation? When you are alone. What happened to Eve when she was all alone? The devil came, deceived her, lied to her. Then she saw the fruit and, seeing it was good, she ate of it. And then she gave it to her husband, and Adam ate it. And together they sinned. And then they what? Hid. And then God told them they would die. Dear friends, many people, some whom you know, are living vulnerable lives right now. Many of them dangerously all alone in the world. Many are waiting to be attacked, taken, or cast. Why else does an 18-year-old young man take a gun and shoot his grandmother and shoot 21 people, killing them, mostly children, in Uvalde, Texas? And then why does a young man go into Buffalo and kill 10 people? And then when couples divorce, faithful shepherding by both a father and a mother for each child is lost. I noticed as we were singing, Pastor, the triangle above the cross in each of the lamps. And as we think about the triune God, think about how a triune symbol also describes the relationship between a child and two parents, where that child can learn the best of humanity from a father, the best of masculinity, and the best of femininity from a mother. And all that is lost when a family is ruptured. How can a child learn to honor father and mother and grow to be mature men and women? Numerous people today live lives of despair and trouble. And so they numb the pain with drugs or alcohol or other addictions. Now we would think, right? With everybody having a smartphone in today's technological era, no one would be alone, right? We found that especially true during COVID. Even though we were apart, we all had a phone. We were together, right? Wrong. Suicide rates went up over 40% for people ages 18 to 64. And what does this all tell us? Sheep need sheep. People need people. And sheep need a shepherd. We require what we have today: face-to-face connection with one another as God's people. Face-to-face connections with loved ones. And that's why we gather here today. And this is why you gather here every Sunday, to receive God's word, stand to pray, and then gather at this altar to be nourished by the body and blood of your Lord Jesus. And that's why Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me. And since God made you, he has a huge stake in your life. Therefore, he invites you, in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of your wanderings, to cast every care and trouble on him. And remember this, your good shepherd never runs from the enemy. Instead, as a victorious king, he fights sin, death, and destroys hell and the devil. Unlike a hired hand who cares little for the sheep and runs away when he sees the wolf coming, your champion, Jesus Christ, slays him at the cross. And that's why Jesus is also called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Although enfleshed like a lamb, like you and me with human flesh and human blood, Jesus crushed the devil. And even though the Jews crucified him and soldiers beat him and whipped him, all the while, Jesus had the devil and sin in his teeth, waiting to crush him. And Jesus gutted the power of sin, death, and hell on the cross. And by his glorious resurrection, gives you and me eternal life. I mentioned earlier that people use people like Pastor Lietzau and myself still to shepherd you. But let me ask you this. How do you know genuine shepherds from hired hands? The scriptures talk about this. There are good under shepherds and there are bad ones. Bad ones are self-serving and earthly good ones are worth their salt. Well, let me assure you of something, that within our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we are never hasty in ordaining pastors. In addition, our pastors are never self-proclaimed or uneducated. Congregations encourage men to come to be pastors. Congregations encourage women to come and serve as deaconesses. Then our synod requires extensive training, residential education on our campus, to assure you that any man you call to be your pastor is well prepared. And they're observed the entire time on how they cherish, on how they tend, and how they guard their sheep. On the other hand, hired hands do not require nor desire intensive examination. They simply say, I'm a shepherd. I'm here to serve you. And push sheep where they want them to go. Now, let me ask you as parents, if you give children just what they want for a meal, and let's say they want cake, candy, and soda for lunch, what will you say? No way. It's not happening. Because as a parent, you're a shepherd, and you are going to give them what they need. You're going to give them meat or protein. You're going to give them vegetables and other things. But sadly, that's what hired hands do. They don't delve the depths of Scripture. Many do not know the Scripture in their original languages and have not studied them. And so instead of calling people to repentance, they only give them dry grass instead of fresh green blades of grass and leading sheep to fresh-watered pools of living water. This Trinity Sunday, thank our God, our Heavenly Father, for sending us His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our good shepherd, our Savior, to redeem us. and thank the Father and the Son also for sending the Holy Spirit, who through faithful under-shepherds still feed you word and sacrament. And through these words and through these sacraments, Jesus declares to you today, and please do not forget this, you are a forgiven little lamb, washed in holy baptism and made white in the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.